21 minutes after. Let's try 48 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I was looking at the phrase, it says July 21st. That's why I said 21 minutes.
Yeah, it'd be a little early for... I'd be wondering why I was here if it was 21 minutes after the hour.
It's 48 minutes after the hour. Cat Stevens' birthday today, James, 77. And Gary Trudeau is 77 as well. So,
okay.
How was your weekend?
It was all right. Good. You know, I almost said Facebook because I just read it. I almost said the exact same thing that you did. Friday was a little rough, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, no, you were out, feeling so hot.
Well, yeah, so I woke up with a migraine, top five thing to
that's
wake up with.
That's always fun, isn't it?
And then not to mention, then come Friday, I had a whale of a time on Friday, Bob. And then come Friday evening, my car got backed into.
So, oh, hey.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was great. It was
fun Friday.
Yeah.
What a fun fact Friday.
So it was a setup for a weekend. I was excited for
all
it.
Right. Well, it only gets better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good to have you back.
We're here.
We're looking forward to a great day today.
Yep.
Sunshine, 93.
Okay.
Today, 1873, Jesse James and the James Gang staged his first train robbery. The Rock Island Express near Adair, Iowa. $6,000 was reported, but the gang insider said it was $65,000. Of course.
Wow.
They're blowing it up.
Yeah,
on
of course.
It. Right. You're not going to say, hey, we got $6.
That's a,
you know?
Yeah.
We got $65,000.
You
got
to die with a lie.
That's right. 1925, the so-called monkey trial ends in Dayton, Tennessee. John Scopes found guilty of violating state law for teaching Darwin's theory of evolution. The conviction was later overturned. 1969, I remember this. Apollo 11 astronaut Neil Armstrong, Edwin Buzz Aldrin blasted off from the moon after 21 and a half hours on the surface and returned to the command module piloted by Michael Collins. And the astronauts left behind the lunar module's lower section,
mm-hmm.
on which is mounted a plaque that says, "Here, men from the planet Earth first set foot upon the moon, July 1969 A.D. We came in peace for all mankind." So,
and then some, was it one of the original guys that were up there and they tried to hit a golf ball?
Yeah.
Which that wasn't, who's the third one that everybody forgets?
Buzz
Aldrin, Neil Armstrong.
Well, Michael Collins,
because
he was the guy on the command module.
Okay,
he was flying around while these guys are down below.
There we go. And then he pulled out the golf club, so I'm going to take a whack.
Well, he didn't have golf clubs, but it was somebody else.
Somebody else did.
Yes.
On a later mission.
Later mission.
Right. And it's still up there.
Oh, yeah.
Can't bring it back.
So is the flag that they planted on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And the module and the four we call them side-by-sides now, but they were the four-wheelers, which were the coolest things in the world when they first saw them. It's like, man, that was the beginning of the ATVs.
Yeah, true. It's just like when in World War II when they made Jeeps.
Yes.
And then they came back over.
Yeah.
Hummers, too. That was another big one.
Yep. Maybe we'll have, if we have time, we'll do a little moon trivia there for you.
Alan Shepard is the guy.
Alan Shepard, yes, thank you.
He had to. Did you know he had to sneak that on? That
was
not supposed to be on.
That was
the
not
rock,
supposed
the capsule.
He is, yeah. He was
snuck it on.
It was not supposed to be on the command module. My father-in-law was on all of those Apollo missions. He was an electrician.
He worked on them.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
No, he wasn't on them.
Yeah,
like
he said on
the moon.
I was like, what?
He was an electrician for. RCA,
mm-hmm.
I believe. And they had a contract with so the Apollo missions did happen.
What does RCA
moon,
stand for?
The moon landing happened. Oh, radios,
radio.
Something circuitry, something. I can't remember. That's a good
radio
question.
Radio Corporation of America.
Thank you very much. Good job. Be someone day today, James. Be someone.
Sure.
Of course.
It's hard not to be.
Belgium Day. Hey, I'm half Belgium.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Big
half,
waffle guy.
Half Belgium and half Belgium and half Italian.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
Interesting.
Today, craft for your local shelters day. So maybe make that knitted Kleenex box or something.
Yeah.
Craft for your local shelters day. Probably a blanket. Probably a better thing. Get out of the doghouse day. There you go.
Okay.
Hug your kids day. There you go.
That should probably be every day.
If they're there close by, yes. Junk food day. So, hey, it's a cheat day for us, James.
I had a cheat day weekend.
Did you have a cheat day weekend? Yeah. After not feeling, feeling so poorly and getting your vehicle ran into?
Well, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to have some ice cream because I need some cold.
There you go.
So I had ice cream.
Good for you. Survey found that 72% of the, where is this? Where's the one I want? Oh, a study of 4,000 Americans revealed that only 12% of us eat right.
12%. What does eat right mean? What does that
mean? That's a great question. I have that same question, too. What's the definition? You can have a cheat day. Come on.
They eat chicken and rice every single day.
So I don't know.
That's eating right. And then you also hate your life.
You gotta have some cheat time. Okay. Junk food day, as I said. Legal drinking age day. Okay.
Sure. 21.
All right. Tug of war tournament day.
Okay.
Get into a tug of war. Hey, Powerball, $300 million jackpot tonight. It's like $308
million. Uh-huh.
Okay, so go stop and get a Powerball ticket.
Why not?
$308. Hey, can't win if you don't buy one, right?
True.
Famous
last words.
Right. A gathering of Santa Clauses, World Santa Claus Congress, kicks off this Thursday, Niagara Falls. The purpose of the World Santa Claus Congress is to provide a venue to allow an annual gathering of the Santa Clauses, Mrs. Santa Clauses, and other Christmas entertainers from around the world to promote joy, hope, and Christmas cheer.
Okay. It's in Niagara Falls?
Yes.
And that's going to be, for anybody that's visiting Niagara Falls and they didn't realize that was going on, that's going to be like your...
Yeah. You're going to think, is it Christmas?
Yeah.
Why are there thousands of... Do I have a head injury? Yeah, why are there thousands of Santa Clauses
just walking around?
Right. Professional development courses in subjects such as how to walk like, laugh like, and spread generous spirit of Santa Claus.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of cool. I'd like to go to that. All right, James, we're going to teach you how to walk like Santa Claus.
Niagara Falls is an interesting pick. A place for that to happen.
Well, they're doing it between Niagara Falls, Canada, and Niagara Falls, New York.
Okay, right. Okay. I guess that makes sense.
A little bit of both.
But it said Edmonton, Canada, because then you get the feel.
Right.
Always cold in Edmonton.
So, we have grown men need to do better here, James, this story. A firefighter's actions at a youth baseball game in Silver Spring, Maryland prompted an apology.
I already know this is
from the local fire department. The Thunderbolts baseball team was practicing at Montgomery Blair High School when a player hit a home run that struck a fire truck. Okay?
Okay.
Adjacent to the field. The fire captain was so mad.
What are we doing?
He used the fire truck to spray water on the field.
What?
In fact, he waterlogged the field, resulting in the game's cancellation.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know if that guy should be captain, if that's the reaction he's having to that.
I would agree. The fire department did issue a statement taking responsibility and extreme regret.
Okay. That doesn't really solve anything here.
Wow.
The field is still waterlogged and that guy's still captain.
Wow. 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 Dang.
I mean, it was a dinger. If it's a home run, all bets are off. It can hit anything. I've broken a window before. Hitting a ball out of a park.
You're in the baseball field.
Right.
You're there, man.
If you're around a baseball field, you kind of just assume you're in the danger zone.
We get a danger. Figure this one out. Okay, James, you're on a bicycle.
Okay.
All right. Deepak Mohabbar, a respected snake catcher, was bitten by a cobra he had just rescued. So last week, he responded to a call about a snake in a local home and captured it. Wrapped the cobra around his neck while riding his bike home from school. The snake bit him on the hand during
the
ride. Right.
Is he a kid?
Yeah, he's a younger guy. He received initial treatment showing signs of recovery. Then his condition worsened. He had voluntarily rescued snakes for over a long period of time without accepting payment. So you take a cobra and you wrap it around your neck so I can ride my bike home.
I'd say that's a bad idea.
I would concur with that. That'd be like you and I going out, going probably our field down here. Chances are we can find a rattlesnake down here in our field.
Oh, man. Great.
Hate to tell you that, but
yeah,
in the tower field. They're great protectors. And
we don't got a lot of stuff gnawing on right. our wires.
But I'm not going to wrap one around my neck and ride my bike home.
I'm not gonna, if it's outside, I'm not even going to attempt to touch it.
I'm gonna save everybody from...
Especially if it's a cobra.
From, let me grab this snake. And, I'm on my way home. And I have my bike. And I'm just going to wrap this around my
Seems
neck.
Seems as I was just bitten.
And...
That's not good.
And I'm going to head for home.
Yeah, that's that's crazy behavior.
He was obviously confident that the snake was not going to bite him.
Right.
Yeah. Can you imagine you're driving back up to the radio station and I'm riding my bike down the hill and you see me riding my bike and you see a snake wrapped around my neck? What's your reaction going to be?
I would say, why do you have that around your neck? Do you realize you have a snake around your neck right now?
Oh, man. All right. James has got Swamp Shop next hour, 8 o'clock. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. It is going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood. 90 degrees today, 93. Enjoy it.
So, baby, don't even try that. You dance. Oh, you move. Yeah. Like there ain't nobody watching. Well, girl, you know.